This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on December 1st, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. December 1st is World AIDS Day, a day established by the United Nations to recognize the work being done to reduce the extent of HIV/AIDS and the stigma attached to it. The labor movement has been at the forefront of these efforts by focusing on the workplace. One of the labor organizations which has been working most effectively on HIV/AIDS is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF is a global union federation which represents some 700 unions with 4.5 million workers in 170 countries. It has for many years been campaigning on issues related to HIV/AIDS. Dr. Asif Altaf is the ITF's global HIV/AIDS coordinator. In the first of a two-part series about the ITF and its activities, I asked him to outline the main goal of the ITF HIV/AIDS campaign.
The main goal of the campaign is to eradicate the stigma and discrimination around the HIV/AIDS. A lot of organizations are working on prevention programs and also treatment. And I'm really happy to see that today 16 million people are on treatment. But I think the stigma and discrimination is so much around HIV/AIDS still now. If you go to a workplace and if you ask somebody if he or she is positive, he or she still looked at very differently than the other people. So the main campaign over the years, what we are doing, and it's like a building block. You know, we started with prevention, like with distributing condom, distributing leaflet, and so on. But now, as the program got matured and the campaign got matured, now we think our goal is to eliminate the stigma and discrimination the workers face at the workplace and also in the community. Because these workers are working in the workplace, but they belong to a community also. Like for the port workers, he or she works in a port, but the port is a part of the community. Truck stand is a place where the truck stops, but there's a people around that truck stop who is a part of the community. So our goal is to eliminate or like reduce, I think we cannot eliminate stigma and discrimination, but we can reduce the stigma and discrimination that the workers face all the time. So I think that's our main goal now and of the campaign.
What groups of ITF workers are most affected by HIV/AIDS?
Yeah, that's quite an interesting question. Like for many years, we are always saying that truck drivers are, long-distance truck drivers are affected mostly by HIV/AIDS. And in the beginning, I think that was the case. But we did lots of surveys around all type of transport workers. You know, ITF represent truckers, bus drivers, taxi drivers, seafarers, civil aviation workers, fishermen, everybody. And what we have seen that it will be a mistake to say that the truck drivers are a group of people who are only vulnerable. I think any migrant people out of their family are vulnerable. Like the fishermen is one group. We don't talk much about it. But I've been in Thailand, I've been in Myanmar, I've been in some of the African countries. I think the fishermen are, to me, is one of the really most vulnerable groups to HIV/AIDS. And very few people are looking at it. So we're still talking about truck drivers, some kind of seafarers. But to me, fishermen is one of the group we should really look at carefully. So for us, it's anybody who is migrant, out of family, long time, absence, and have risky behavior, we work with them.
You mentioned that fishers are one of the most important groups that should be focused on. Why is that?
Most of the fishermen are undocumented migrant workers. Like I just came back from Thailand. Most of the fishermen working there are from Cambodia and Laos and Myanmar, and they are not documented. So they are in some sort of a situation where they cannot go back to their home. They do not have their health care facility. So if they get sick, HIV doesn't have a cure, but syphilis, gonorrhea, cure. So they don't have the health facility to go. And again, they have sexual desire. You know, to have sexual desire, it's not abnormal. So they go to sex workers, and they pay so little. You know, and many a time, those sex workers who are in the remote places does not know much about condom, and condoms are not available. So it's like a vicious cycle. You know, it's quite a vicious cycle.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.